Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today, my brothers and sisters, is the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verses 20 to 32. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 138. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, chapter 2, verses 12 to 14. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 1 to 13. The theme of our reflection is call out to and commune with our Father. Our God is transcendent, and no human words, images, metaphors, analogies, says Father Jeffrey Plant, can attempt to expose or describe who God is. However, we also believe He is immanent, near to us. Hence, our Lord Jesus invites us into this gospel to address Him in prayer as Abba, that is, our beloved Father. Thus, the psalmist says, the Lord is high, yet on the day I called, He answered me, looked on me, His lowly servant, and stretched out His hand to save me. In other words, God is in the highest heavens, yet He is so close to us, within our personal space, and near to all who call on and out to Him in truth. Psalm 145, verse 18. Thus, one who walks before the Lord in truth and with a contrite heart is not afraid to pray and to commune with our Lord and Father. For St. Paul says, our Lord Jesus has overridden the law and cancelled every record of our debts, forgave us our sins, and has brought us back to life with Him. And so, by His enabling grace, not only can we revere the Lord in the presence of the angels and God's people, but we can also shout out praise to His holy name. Hence, we can enter His presence praising Him, the Lord, the I Am, the Most High, and the Ancient One who is, was, and is to come. Thus, my brother, my sister, His name, the name of the Lord, is held holy, for it is beyond human words. Since we lack words befitting God's reality, it becomes necessary to study God's word with our children and pray those words back to the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12 says, the word of God is living and effective, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. In other words, our petitions are already in God's word, can be found in the word of God. Hence, the Lord knows our needs. The Lord knows our petitions. He is aware of our issues, even before we ask. And so, rather than babble in prayer, we should learn to pray with God in silence and listen to Him. One who listens to the Lord will encounter him. He or she will be led to establish God's kingdom in his heart and in his community for upholding the Lord's will. Thus, one who intends to do the Lord's will in his family, in his community, in his working place, that person is guaranteed God's blessings for his own well-being and for the good of those divinely positioned to encounter and to tap from his blessings. In other words, if God has blessed you, you must note this, that you have a divine assignment to bless others. Yes, God will place people on your path to receive his blessings through your gifts and talents. Thus, like Abraham, we have been sacramentally blessed and forgiven, and called to offer God's blessings to those who fear to pray, to offer God's blessings to those who hate to forgive, to offer God's blessings to those who feel betrayed in life and cannot retrace their steps to God. You are called to be their savior in this world. And so, your ask, your search, and knock before the Lord will surely be doubled or tripled to benefit those for whom you were created. You were created to serve. You were created to redeem. You were created to anoint. May the Lord help us as we help others through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.